Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
How often do you eat pizza?
Every day.
You do?
Yes, every day.
I'll be right with you 1 second.
Guys,
it comes to 5403. You okay with that? You want a receipt? Okay.
There's a pizza place at the corner of East 15th Street and Avenue J in Brooklyn. It's been here since 1965. Anthony Bourdain called it the best of the best.
Will you show me around a little
sure.
bit? Okay, good.
Sure.
So is this the dough getting ready?
Yes, we're prepping the dough. It's a very old machine, but it's antique. Can't get rid of that.
So you make the dough every day?
A couple of times a day. We go through it quick.
And then what's behind you here?
This is the pizza sauce that also we make every day, several batches of it, and it's pretty awesome. A lot of people have been here. Leonardo DiCaprio, Ed Sheeran. The old mayor used to come all the time, de Blasio. He was here often. Him and his daughter would come. Just incredible how people flock from all over the place. When they come to New York, this is where they come.
They come to eat what's been called the Holy Grail of New York-style pizza, made by the man who's been called the godfather of pizza. His name was Domenico DeMarco, and he was here making pizza 7 days a week for almost 60 years. He once said, "You've got to do it with your heart. If you don't like it, don't do it. That's it. That's how I look at things." I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is Love. Domenico DeMarco was born near Naples in Italy. He moved to Brooklyn when he was 23 years old and started making pizzas at a place called Little Venice. Little Venice was right next door to an office building where 17-year-old Margaret Dugan was working at Western Union. She was being trained to send and read telegrams.
Hello?
Hi, is this Margaret?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Margaret. I'm Phoebe. Thank you very much for talking.
Okay.
Every day that she worked at Western Union, she'd have lunch at Little Venice, eating pizza made by Domenico.
He was always singing. That's what I'll always remember. You know, I was just new and, you know, knowing him. But he always would be singing songs while he made the pizza, and he had a beautiful voice.
She'd go in alone on her break and sit by herself. They started talking. He said he noticed her because she was quiet.
I wasn't one of those crazy American girls making a lot of noise and stuff. So, you know, then he asked me out, and we went out. Our first date was Thanksgiving. We went to a movie.
And then he asked her out again.
So then we started going to, go to the Italian movie with him on Canal Street. I didn't understand any of the movie, but I would go because I was with him. And he used to like Claudio Villa, that was an Italian actor and singer. And then we started, you know, the first time we went out, then we would go bowling. And then we would go to Coney Island to Nathan's. And he always had a glass of wine. And, you know, and I'd have chicken parmesan or something like that, you know, but it was good. And Elon was nice when I went to the Italian movie every week with him when I didn't even understand Italian. But just being with him was nice. And then I got to fall in love with the singer, too, Claudio Villa, so whatever his name was. But no, we always got along and had fun. You know, sometimes after a date and we'd eat, we'd walk on Ocean Parkway and sit on a bench and, you know, kiss a little, you know. And that's when he told me he loved me.
What did you like about him?
What did I like about him? He was kind, he was sweet, he was respectful. You know, he was really a great guy. You know, we didn't fight much.
What was your wedding like? Well,
I had a church wedding and all that, but we had a party in the house because none of his people were going to come. They weren't here. Most of them were in Italy. You know, we had a beautiful nuptial wedding in the church, and they sang Ave Maria and all that, and it was beautiful. And, you know, it was very nice. He was happy. I didn't want him to feel bad that none of his people could come. The one thing funny I could tell you, I don't know if I should, we drove to the Sheraton Hotel, right? I don't know if you know the streets in New York, they're very narrow. So he was so anxious to get to the hotel that he left the car on all night. So when we were up in the hotel and the next morning when we came down to get in the car, it wouldn't work. The battery was dead. But on my part, that's a nice memory that he was so anxious, I said, you know.
The same month they got married, Domenico DeMarco found a storefront for rent on the corner of East 15th Street and Avenue J in Brooklyn and opened a place of his own. He called it DeFara. What do you remember him telling you about pizza?
Pizza? You know, he just loved making it, and he was very proud when people talked about it, how good it was. And he didn't want to be famous. He just wanted everybody to love his pizza. And they did.
Thank you so much. Have yourself a great day.
Well, the first time I came here as a customer many years ago, it was an epic experience for me, because it was so many people and they all looked forward to watching the original master of pizza make his pies. So it was pretty epic.
What was he like?
He was great. He had a heart of gold. Really good man.
This is Kathy Menapace. She does everything here. She's known the family for 31 years.
Would this be kind of where he would stand and he'd do all of his work right here?
Yeah. He used to take the pizzas out of the 700-degree oven with his bare hands. He would cut it. He would put the basil and the grated cheese on it all by himself because he wanted it done his way. And his way was the best way.
What do you think made his way so good? I mean, there are thousands of places to get a piece of pizza in New York. What did he do? What did he bring to it?
Well, he imported everything from Italy. All the ingredients came from Italy. He made sure it was high quality, everything the best. It had to be done a certain way. The sauce had to be seasoned just right. The dough had to have the right amount of ingredients. And he just was a perfectionist, and it was always perfect.
So here are the ovens.
Yes.
Oh, and they're hot.
We have to turn them on to be ready for opening. They need to be turned on by at least 9:30, the latest every day.
There aren't ovens built like this anymore. So, the heat also on the oven is about 700, 750. A lot of people have their oven at 650.
Robert Lee works at DeFara.
Ours is a little special. We have it at 700, 750, the way the boss wanted it.
So you make everything up here. All of the pizzas are coming through here and going through these ovens.
Yes.
And how long have these ovens been operating? Have these always?
Yeah, they're here since 1965, same original ovens.
And was that the original cash register behind
yes.
you?
Yes. This is a classic. We keep it here. We don't use it anymore, but it stays because it's part of the store.
Everything in DeFara is just the way Domenico wanted it. He said, I do this as an art. I don't look to make big money. If somebody comes over here and offers me a price for the store, there's no price. There's no money in the world they could pay me for it. Part of the thing about when you go to a pizza place is it's quick. You know, you come and you get a piece of pizza and then you leave and it's cheap and it's easy. But here, it wasn't that fast. It was a much slower process.
It was slower because it was done to perfection. He had hands of magic, and the people would wait. It didn't matter how long they would wait, but they would wait.
Oh, he was a guy who always wanted to do things his way. Dominic DeMarco Sr., he did things his way. There were times when I would take out the pizza because it's so busy, take out the pizza a little bit early, he would tell me, throw it back in. There's no shortcuts in life. No shortcuts doing pizza. You got to do it the right way. And that's the way how he did it. Any way you try to change it, you can never change his mind. It was his way or don't do it at all.
What was it like to see him work the dough?
Well, to work the dough, I know he loved working the dough with his hands. That's what he loved doing. And you could see that he did not want to stop. He just wanted to keep on going. I mean, from opening to closing, he would just work the pizza and do nothing else but work the pizza. He wouldn't let nobody touch his pizza.
Do you think he was happiest standing right back there?
Oh, yeah. He was always happy standing there. This guy is like a machine. He used to work 7 days a week for many years. And he was a very hard-working guy.
Domenico would start his days at 8 a.m. and make pizzas until they closed at 10 p.m. And then, once they closed, he would eat one piece. He said, I have one piece of pizza to see if it comes out all right. I sit down with my bottle of wine and I eat. When I eat, I like to sit down. And then he'd go home to his wife, Margaret. When he would come home after a long day of work, would he ever bring you a piece of pizza?
Not really, because I didn't ask him for any, you know. But he used to, you know, we would sit and watch the late show. You know, the late show used to be on at 11 and 12 o'clock at night. And that made him happy.
They had seven children. All seven of them were put to work alongside their father at DeFara. Here's their middle child, Maggie. What do you remember about him behind that counter making the pizzas?
Oh, my gosh. Just his patience, his passion for every single pizza that he put his hands on. He didn't pay attention to the surroundings. Like, he just focused on every single pizza. He would not allow himself to be distracted if somebody, you know, even with the crowds and the long lines as, you know, over the years, when the line started to grow because the you know, the popularity, and he never changed, and he never ever tried to be like the best pizza maker. As a matter of fact, there's pizza boxes that always say, you've tried all the rest, now try the best. I was never allowed to purchase those pizza boxes because my father's mindset was, let them tell you you're the best at something.
We'll be right back. Support for This Is Love comes from Shopify. If you've ever had a dream of starting your own business, Shopify can be a great place to start. Shopify is an online platform that lets you sell things online and in person. and makes it incredibly easy to accept all kinds of different payment methods, figure out how to charge taxes, how to charge shipping, and get detailed top-down views on how your sales are going. Some of your favorite brands already rely on Shopify to power their online shops, like Rothy's, Brooklinen, and Allbirds. But you don't need to be well-established to use Shopify. They'll help you at every stage of your business and have tools to help people who are just starting out, like their AI-powered tool, Shopify Magic, or their built-in marketing tools that can help you create and analyze campaigns. Shopify grows with your business, no matter how far or big you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/thisislove, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/thisislove now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/thisislove. Support for This Is Love comes from Quince. Lately, I've been less interested in having a lot of clothes and more interested in having fewer things that are well-made and will last me a long time. Quince offers well-made clothing like corduroy pants, 100% organic cotton fisherman crew sweaters, and really beautiful cashmere at a more reasonable price. Quince's items cost 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories and, according to Quince, only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. One of the things I got was a denim button-down shirt that has hundreds of great reviews. It comes in denim and chambray, feels very soft, and looks great. I also ordered their best-selling cashmere trouser sock in a few colors and even gave a pair to my mother. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/thisislove for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/thisislove to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/thisislove.
It's a simple thing. It's like flour and water and yeast and then the tomatoes and the cheese.
Pete Wells, restaurant critic for the New York Times.
And then, you know, maybe toppings. I'm not really a toppings guy, but, you know, maybe some people like them, right? Simple, simple thing.
Many people believe that the first pizza place in the United States opened in 1905, Lombardi's, on Spring Street in New York. In a 1947 piece in the New York Times, a food writer wrote, "The pizza could be as popular a snack as the hamburger if Americans only knew more about it."
If we go back to the beginnings of pizza in New York, it's being made by Italian immigrants from Naples or really close to Naples, doing what they knew back home, right? And they're doing it in the baking ovens that existed at the time, which were made of brick and usually fired by coal, because that's what, you know, people used for heat at the time. And that's a very particular kind of pizza. The coal burns really hot. Your pizza bakes pretty fast. And usually you want to eat it really quickly because it's great the minute it comes out of the oven. And then in a few minutes, it gets a little less great. And, you know, half an hour later, it's almost stale. And then the gas pizza oven comes along. So now anybody who has enough space can roll in a gas oven, get Con Ed to come and hook it up, and you can be in the pizza business, like, the next day. So this leads to this, you know, huge proliferation of pizzerias all over New York City. And then slowly, you know, it starts to become a little industrialized, I guess, where, you know, there are pizza supply companies that will bring you shredded cheese and bring you, you know, sauce so you don't have to take cans of tomatoes and run them through a food mill, and the product starts to get a little more uniform. And, you know, that becomes this iconic New York thing, this slice that, like, it can sit around on the counter for a while, and when you come in and want it, 2 seconds later, you're, you know, walking down the street with your pizza folded up like John Travolta.
When was the first time that you went to DeFara Pizza?
It would have been around 1999 or 2000, somewhere in there. There was a very active, at the time, food message board called Chowhound. And one of the things people did on Chowhound was talk about DeFara. a lot. And finally, I kind of, you know, gave in and realized I should go check it out. So went out there and really, like, didn't know what I'd walked into at first, because it was this tiny little, it still is, this tiny little place. And, you know, there were, like, specials written on paper plates taped to the wall that looked like they'd been there for years, and you know, stacks of pizza boxes, and it just, the whole operation was not that promising looking.
What did you order? Do you remember what the experience was like when you walked in?
Yeah, I totally remember, because there was this little paper plate that said artichoke pizza, baby artichoke pizza. And I was just like, well, that's it. I mean, like, I've never walked into a sort of neighborhood slice joint before that had a baby artichoke pizza. I've got to get it. So I asked for the baby artichoke pizza, and I think that was my first mistake, because I didn't realize I could have gotten it by the slice. So what happened was, Dominic DeMarco made a whole pizza for me with, like, and then, like, sautéed the baby artichokes and spread them over the pizza and baked it. And, you know, it took, like, I was not the first customer there. So by the time my pizza came up and then he made it and it got to my table, I was probably there close to an hour, you know. I was just stunned that, like, somebody was thinking that hard and putting that much effort into what was usually this kind of anonymous product, right? Like, you could walk into a slice joint anywhere in New York on Tuesday and have one guy make your pie, and go in again on Wednesday, somebody else would be making the pie, but they'd be the same, right? You didn't really think of the pizza of that kind of having, like, an author. And this was, like, this, you know, pizza was coming from this one guy.
He was making it better than it had to be.
I mean, in his mind, it was probably the only way it could be, right?
What do you remember about when it finally came out to you after an hour? What do you remember about it?
I think just that it was like handmade, you know, that it was like, it was put together, like, you know, by somebody who cared about it and thought about where the cheese would go and how much sauce there would be. He managed to get a little bit of char on his pizzas, even though he's using a gas oven, which I thought was impressive. And then, like, you know, just the amount of, like, care that went into those baby artichokes. Like, you know, they didn't come out of a can. Like, every one of them has to be. I mean, I hate making artichokes. Like, I like eating them, and I hate making them. It is so much work for this, like, little tiny little nugget of deliciousness in the middle, right? And then you end up with, like, a huge heap of, you know, vegetable waste that goes into your trash, and it drives me nuts. But I, like, to, like, the idea that, like, he had done all of that just for this pizza. Now, it did cost about $30, I think. So it was, like, you know, he knew what it was worth. But it was still, you know, it's, like, so moving when somebody, you know, who could just hand you a slice with, you know, regular old slice, here's the oregano, you want to shake some red pepper on it, go ahead, you know, goes to all that trouble. It was, like, just wild to me. He for a lot of people was like the beacon that said, like, you can do this very quotidian thing that's taken for granted, and you can do it better. He had this potted basil plant in the window, and it was a scraggly little thing in, like, maybe a 4-inch pot. And, you know, everybody who went there swears that he would take the basil leaves off this little plant and put them on their pie. Well, you know, if he had done that twice, the plant would be dead. Like, there was no way all this basil was coming off that plant, but there was, like, something magical about that, just the fact that he was keeping this little Charlie Brown Christmas tree of a basil plant alive in the window. It was so amazing that I think everybody wanted to believe that, like, it was, like, you know, this, like, fountain of basil leaves that never stopped flowing.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Support for This Is Love comes from Indeed. Indeed is a matching and hiring platform with a matching engine built to help you find quality candidates fast. According to a recent Indeed survey, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. Indeed leverages more than 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. That way, their matching engine is constantly learning to find you the right candidate. You can get unparalleled access to job seekers with more than 350 million monthly unique visitors globally and an extended reach through Glassdoor. All of this means you can cut down on the time you spend looking for the perfect candidate and spend that time focusing on everything else that's on your plate. Listeners of This Is Love can get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/thisislove. Go to Indeed.com/thisislove right now and say you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/thisislove. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You might need Indeed.
Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Cope Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within art, beats, and lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
This past March, 56 years after opening DeFara, Domenico DeMarco died. He was 85. Pizza makers from other famous pizza places all over the country paid their respects. Pete Wells wrote, "The last time I went to DeFara was just before the pandemic. There seemed to be half a dozen people working a kind of assembly line behind the counter, and I feared for a moment that Mr. DeMarco had been replaced by a team of cooks. But every one of them was involved in taking orders, handling cash, and making sure each slice ended up in the right hands. Hidden behind this assembly line was Mr. DeMarco, standing on his little square of floor, bowing over the dough, wheeling the pizzas into existence."
I think it's easy to forget how much restaurants are dependent on, like, the lives of the people who run them. Like, you kind of want to believe that it's just an institution. It's like the opera will always be there, right? But they're not always there. These, you know, food businesses are the really good ones. They only exist because there's somebody, usually one person, sometimes a couple people, who really, really, really want it to be there and really want it to be the way that it is.
Today, Domenico DeMarco's children run DeFara. His daughter Maggie told us there hasn't been a day that's passed that someone hasn't offered their condolences and said how much they miss seeing her father. These days, Robert Lee makes the pizzas, just the way Domenico DeMarco taught him.
Well, you gotta soften up the dough, stretch out the dough, and stretch it, and pour the sauce on top of it with the cheese, the mozzarella, and some olive oil, and you throw it in the oven for about 10 minutes.
Robert grew up in this neighborhood and has lived here his entire life, 51 years. And he told us he's been eating Domenico DeMarco's pizza for at least 42 of them.
I know my mom used to bring me here when I was, like, even younger, but I remember having a pizza when I was, like, 9. So the farthest I could remember is 9. My mom probably brought me here earlier than that to have the pizza here. And it was always the best.
Can I just look back here? I don't want to be in the way.
No problem.
Do you always set up your station the same way?
Yes, I do. Every morning. It's a routine. Every morning. I do the same thing every morning.
So you have this cheese in the same, the sauce in the same?
Same spot every day.
And the cheese, it's so interesting because you're used to seeing cheese shredded, but this mozzarella isn't shredded.
No, it's ripped off and placed onto each pie.
We got to do it the way how the old man wanted to do it. Dom Sr., Dominic DeMarco, the way how he wanted to do it, how he made the pizza. So we got to continue the tradition.
When you tell people that you work at DeFara, do people know what DeFara is around here?
Oh, yeah. Everybody, people see me on the streets, in the bars. They used to say, you know, we work in DeFara. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's not much Asian people who make pizza nowadays. I don't think I ever seen an Asian guy make a pizza, except for me. But that's all I can say. It's like, yeah, it's a great quality, and a lot of people do know about DeFara's.
And still to this day, is this your favorite pizza in New York?
Oh, yeah, still my favorite.
What's your favorite type of pizza? If you were going to make yourself a pizza, what would you have on it?
Just a plain pie. Plain pie, just flat out the original way. The original way of making pizza. Nothing on it. Tastes better that way.
Would you just tell me what you're doing now?
Right now, I'm stretching the dough, ready to make the first pie, and start off the day.
So, but you don't throw the dough in the air.
That's just a lot of BS because a lot of people who can't make good pizza throw it up in the air to make it look good. You know, that's what the old man used to tell me.
So, but at any one point, there's only one person working the pizza in the oven.
Yeah, well, it was always Dominic doing the pizza, so it was his spot. This was his area. That's what he took care of, and he made it work for many years.
Do you miss his presence here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's nobody like him. Nobody like him.
So for a while, you would stand here and you'd turn around and he'd be right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if I wasn't working, I'd come in to see him. I'd bring him his espresso, his double shot of espresso. But he's here. His heart is still here with us. And we make sure we keep pictures up of him everywhere. So.
Have yourself a great day. I have squares or regular slices.
My condolences, by the way.
I've got a few pies ahead of you.
Okay. They're still fresh, right?
Yeah, everything just came out the oven. I have seven slices.
This month marks 57 years of DeFara, and also what would have been Domenico and Margaret's 57th wedding anniversary.
I would do it all over again. He's a wonderful man, and will always be in my heart.
What are your tips for a long, successful relationship?
Know them, think of all the good things they do, who they are. You know, accept them for who they are. Believe in them, trust in them. And that's all I can say, and that's what we did. We didn't get to go out that much of anything, and he was always working, but he was working. How can you complain because he's working? You know? And I miss him. So, yeah.
This Is Love is created by Lauren Spohr and me. Nadia Wilson is our senior producer. Katie Bishop is our supervising producer. Our producers are Susanna Robertson, Jackie Sajiko, Libby Foster, and Samantha Brown. Our technical director is Rob Byers. Engineering by Russ Henry. Learn more about the show on our website, thisislovepodcast.com. If you like the show, tell a friend or leave us a review. It means a lot. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at This Is Love Show, where we'll have pictures of our trip to DeFara. This Is Love is recorded at North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. We're part of the Vox Media Podcast Network. Discover more great shows at podcast.voxmedia.com. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is Love.
Is that it?
That's it.
I can hang out now?
You can hang
okay,
up.
Thanks
so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Support for this show comes from Art, Beats, and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Cope Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art, Beats, and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within Art, Beats, and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.